RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello listener, welcome back to our English program over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today's edition will bring you first our news followed by news across the country, today in history, highlight of the week, and news in brief. We'll continue our segment with Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany. To conclude our program for today, we'll present to you our daily segment Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Listener, welcome to the news. Here is the news, first the headlines. Reinforcing the position, President Joko Widodo says Indonesia should take decisive action against the Palestinian conflict. Indonesian president says the value of Pancasila cannot be separated from the nation's identity. Now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo stated that the government's position on the case of Al-Aqsa Mosque in Palestine is the right action. This was stated by the president while visiting the Asuniyah boarding school in Jember, East Java on Saturday. According to the president, Indonesia as a country with the largest Muslims in the world should be able to voice the attitude to the conflict that occurred in Palestine. The president also said that Indonesia's stance was voiced not only at the regional but also international meetings. Therefore, if our brothers in Palestine are persecuted, we must declare strong statement. I've declared a strong statement. Then the foreign minister at the ASEAN meeting also delivered a very strong statement. It is according to the facts, information from our honorary ambassador in Palestine said such conditions. So if we submitted a statement that it was a serious violation of human rights, I think it is something that we have to say to the world. In the 15th ministerial meeting of ASEAN member countries in the Philippines some time ago, foreign ministers expressed concern over security conditions at the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound. All parties are required to refrain from maintaining stability in the region as well as maintaining the status quo of the mosque. Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno LP Marsudi also added, the statement about the concern is the result of the country's initiative. In particular, ASEAN foreign ministers encouraged the international community to give contribution in solving the problems. The ASEAN foreign ministers also encouraged the resumption of the peace process between Israel and the Palestine. The ASEAN foreign minister stressed that a comprehensive final solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict could give a greater contribution for peace and stability in the Middle East and the world. The presidential work unit of Pancasila ideology building reinforcement carried out the development of a new style of Pancasila ideology at the Bogor Agricultural Institute or IPB West Java. In the launching of Pancasila Educational Strengthening Program at Bogor Palace West Java on Saturday, President Joko Widodo explained that cultural infiltration has clearly entered in Indonesia. Therefore, the head of state asserted that the government cannot work alone in implementing the development of the ideology of Pancasila. President Joko Widodo stated that the development of Pancasila ideology must be done jointly by all parties in order to strengthen unity in Indonesia's diversity.
Jangan yang satu merasa benar sendiri, yang satu merasa pinter sendiri.
Do not be the most superhuman. We are different. This is what we need to remind. Therefore, there is our duty to coach the ideology of Pancasila. This is the work of all of us, in order the whole community realize that actually our country is a pluralistic country and diverse, and UKP-PIP cannot work alone. The government is impossible to work alone. The empire is also not able to work alone. We invite all circles for this great work. Previously, the fifth president, Megawati Sukarnoputri, explained that the Pancasila's morality should be an indispensable base of education system in Indonesia. Earlier, the Presidential Work Unit of Pancasila Ideology Development Chairman, Yudi Latif, said that the new style of learning Pancasila method for students become one of the ways that need to be realized so that in the future, the Indonesian younger generation can better pervade the practice of Pancasila in the life of the nation. Indonesian President Joko Widodo initiated a work visit to Jember District, East Java by visiting Pesantren or Nurul Islam Boarding School at Antirogo Urban Village, Sumbersari Subdistrict, Jember Regency. The arrival of the President was welcomed by the head of Nurul Islam Boarding School, Kyai Haji Muhyiddin Absuhomad. During his visit, the President met with a number of scholars and leaders of Pesantren, as well as the santri or students. The President also conducted the laying of the first stone of mosque construction and dormitory in Nurul Islam Pesantren complex. To the students, President reminded the greatness of the Indonesian nation. The diversity and greatness of the nation, according to President Joko Widodo, is a grace that should be grateful and guarded by the entire nation of Indonesia.
Inilah negara kita, Indonesia.
We must take care of our country, Indonesia, because we are different. We are different religions, different tribes, and live on different islands. If we are not united, if we do not get along, this is dangerous. Remember, we have 714 tribes.
Besides visiting Nurul Islam Boarding School, in his visit to Jember Regency, President Joko Widodo also visited several other boarding schools in Jember, namely Al Amin, Asunia, and Al Qadiri boarding schools. During his visit to several boarding schools in Jember Regency, President Joko Widodo was accompanied by East Java Governor Soekarwo, Minister of Education and Culture Muhajir Effendi, Chief of Staff of President Teten Mas Duki, and Special Staff of President for Communication Johan Budi and Jember Regent Faida. Indonesian military commander Gatot Nurmantio said that Pancasila should be the view of life for all Indonesians. Therefore, the strengthening of Pancasila must be implemented from an early age. Pancasila must be maintained for the sake of the unity of the nation. This was conveyed by TNI Commander General Gatot Nurmantio in front of the media crew after attending the Pancasila Ideology Building Reinforcement Activity at Bogor Palace, West Java on Saturday. General Gatot Nurmantio said every TNI soldier always implements Pancasila through TNI doctrine in every personal behavior and all activities and tasks associated with the strengthening of ideology. Pancasila development, according to him, is a very strategic activity and appropriate for new students from all over Indonesia. Speakers of the event are former President Megawati Sukarnoputri and President Joko Widodo, who emphasized the greatness of Indonesia. The debriefing was preceded by a joint sport in the front yard of Bogor Palace. Indonesian Minister of Marine Affairs and Fisheries Susi Pujastuti, when she became a keynote speaker in the National Seminar and Focus Group Discussion, or FGD, Division of Maritime in Sumbawa Regency, stated that she appreciated the maritime potential in Sumbawa Regency. Moreover, the high support from the region of Sumbawa regarding the potential of the unity will accelerate the development of the maritime economy in Sumbawa Regency. It was said by Minister Susi Pujasuti in Mataram on Saturday in a press release received by RRI. Susi Pujasuti revealed that in these 2.5 years she has tried to understand the vision and mission of the government of Joko Widodo and Yusuf Kalla, with the vision of making Indonesia as the maritime axis of the world and making the sea as the nation's future. The last item, Governor of Yogyakarta Special Region Sultan Hamengkubuwono X asked the people of Gunung Kidul Regency to explore the potential of its 80-kilometer sea to produce salt. It was said by the Governor of Yogyakarta, Sultan Hamengkubuwono X, when visiting the manufacture of salt at the Sepanjang Beach of Kemadang Village, Tanjung Sari District on Saturday. In this visit, the Yogyakarta Governor, accompanied by Gunung Kidul Region Badinga, saw directly the traditional process of making salt. According to the Sultan, in Gunung Kidul area, there are several places are planned for the salt production, including Sepanjang Beach, Nguyahan Beach, and Ngerhenan Beach. To realize this, the Yogyakarta's government through Department of Marine and Fisheries of Yogyakarta will provide salt-making training for fishermen and coastal communities around Gunung Kidul. The region of Gunung Kidul Badinga hoped that the coastal community can capture the good opportunities. Listener, that was the news.
Hello listener, welcome to News from Across the Country. The segment will present you to various interesting information throughout the country in a week. Firstly, we will inform you to a story from Bengkulu. The village forest, which is managed by Village Forest Management Institute of Tabapadang Village, Kepahyang Regency of Bengkulu Province, emerged as the winner of national level in Wanalestari 2017 competition for the category of Village Forest Management Community. Head of Environment and Forestry Agency Bengkulu Province, Agus Priambudi in Bengkulu, said on Thursday that the Village Forest Management Administrator will be invited to the State Palace to receive award from the Environment Minister on August 16, 2017. They will attend the House Plenary Session at DPR Building, attending the ceremony of Indonesian Independence Day at the State Palace on August 17, and attending get-together event with President Joko Widodo on August 18, 2017. The Tabapadang Village Forest was formed on the residents' concern toward their destruction of the protected forest around their village due to the expansion of coffee plantations and other forest crops. Chairman of Village Forest Management Institute Depati Junjung Sarmadi said, "Their main activities including the development of non-timber forest products business, including honeybee cultivation, sugar palm, hazelnut, bamboo, rattan, durian, coffee and others. The second seeded program is the development of natural tourism that relies on the potential of the region, such as waterfalls, natural panorama, as well as the source of hot water." The next story comes from Kupang, East Nusa Tenggara. 26 youth who participate in the summer school come from the United States, Uganda, Japan, France, and Indonesia. They studied tolerance in diversity in Timor and Flores, East Nusa Tenggara. The summer school, hosted by Nusantara School of Difference in collaboration with a U.S.-based community engaging with difference and religion, CIDAR, centered in the United States, and Institute Resource Governance and Social Change, centered in Kupang. CIDAR leader Professor Adam Saliman in Kupang on Thursday explained that the joint activity took place 2 weeks from July 27 to August 9, 2017. According to him, the learning program will be one of the foundations to develop other programs, not only in East Nusa Tenggara, but also throughout Southeast Asia, East Asia, and more wider. Preacher Lenny Mansopu of the GMIT Tamarisk Kamalava said, "The program is about real diversity. Differences in religion, nationality, ethnicity, and others are reality, while the concept of diversity is just a big idea." During the program, the participants visited Kupang City, Kupang Regency, and Sika. The last story comes from Klungkung Bali. Deputy Regent of Klungkung Bali, along with Klungkung Regional Secretary Gede Putu Winastra, on Monday attended and organized the ritual activity Muspayang Karya Aci Pangentek Jagat at Puragelap Besaki Temple Complex, Karangasem Regency. The ritual was held continuously every year in coinciding with Purnama Karo to keep balance of nature, lasted for 4 days until Thursday, August 10. A committee of the ritual Muspayang Karya Aci Pangentek Jagat, Dewa Ketut Soma, mentioned that the ritual is a routine ceremony which is held by Klungkung local government in Purnama Karo. The ritual is a realization of community service to Ida Sang Hyang Widiwasa or God Almighty. The ritual was attended by thousands of local people and lasted smoothly and solemnly, ended by prayer together. Pura Agung Besaki is located on the slopes of Mount Agung, with 3,142 meters high above sea level. During the ritual performance, Besaki is crowded by visitors who come especially to see the traditional event. Listener, that was the news from across the country.
Radio Republic of Indonesia's World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Presenting actual news, all Indonesian songs, current issues, and entertainment. Broadcasting daily from the fourth floor of RRS building on Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat number 4 and 5, Jakarta.
Listen live to www.voi.co.id.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events from this date in the past as recorded in history. Let's start with August the 13th, 1926, the birth of Fidel Castro. Fidel Castro is one of the most important figures in the world of politics, especially in the 20th century. Before becoming the 17th Cuban president, Castro was a prominent figure in the Cuban Revolution, which overthrew the Batista government in 1959. Batista's policy to bring closer ties to the United States and oppress the group, the socialist group, is against the fundamental political convictions of Castro. Fidel Castro led Cuba for 5 decades. He learned Marxism, Leninism, and anti-imperialism during his study at the Law Faculty University of Havana, Cuba. It was the foundation upon which he transformed Cuba into a socialist state under the leadership of the Communist Party. His supporters say that Fidel Castro has returned Cuba back to its people, but he is also accused of pressuring opposition groups. Turning to August the 13, 1960, independence of the Central African Republic. The Central African Republic is a country in rural Africa bordering Chad, Sudan, the Democratic Republic of Congo, the Republic of Congo, and Cameroon. Formerly, this country was a French colony named Ubangi-Shari, which achieved independence in 1960. The country fell into turmoil after the Muslim-dominated opposition coalition, SELECA, toppled the government of President François Bozize. Interreligious conflict causes genocide to Muslims and massive refugees to the present day. and with August 13, 1961, the Berlin Wall is built. After World War II ended, Germany split into West Germany controlled by the United States with its allies, while East Germany was under Soviet control. The city of Berlin, an important region considering its status as the capital of Germany since a long time, was also divided into two. Many East Germans then fled to the West because they did not want to live under communist ideology. As a result, about 2 million East Germans then left their homes and traveled to various countries in the Western region. With the approval of Soviet Walter Ulbricht as the Chancellor of the East Germany at that time, ordered the creation of isolation measures of East German citizens. On August 13, 1960, a barbed wire that has a length of more than 100 miles was installed on the East Berlin border with West Berlin, which was later replaced with a concrete wall. Well, that was Today in History. Our Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
The Week Spotlight presents Top Issue of the Week.
This is NRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with Spotlight of the Week. This time it's on Vice President inaugurates the 22nd National Technology Awakening Day. Vice President Yusuf Kalla inaugurated the opening ceremony of the 22nd National Technology Awakening Day in Makassar. In his speech, Vice President Yusuf Kalla said the first National Technology Awakening Day is marked by the flight of the N250 aircraft, which means that technology can be mastered with passion. The Vice President emphasized that the 2017 National Technology Awakening Day should not merely celebrate the existing science and technology, but also to see what can be improved and advanced from before. He also encourages scientists, professors, colleges, and research institutions to work harder to produce the innovations and technologies needed for development. National Technology Awakening Day 2017 is the first held outside Java Island by holding various activities and exhibitions. They include innovation technology exhibition, simultaneous harvesting of rice varieties of Batan in 24 districts or cities in South Sulawesi, science and scientific device demonstration, scientific activities workshop, and others. Vice President Yusuf Kalla at this event also symbolically presented some Indonesian innovations to fishermen in the form of ship engine converter and fish LID. After that, Vice President Yusuf Kalla observed innovation products of Indonesia displayed at this innovation exhibition of RI Tech Expo. One interesting product of innovation displayed is the Kapal Plat Datar or Flat Plate Ship. The ship is predicted to be the best in economic value compared to other ships in its class. This converter-powered vessel is considered most appropriate as it can reduce the dependence of fishermen on fuel while reducing oil fuel costs due to the use of gas that is considered cheaper and more efficient. Meanwhile, Minister of Research, Technology and Higher Education, in his report said, the theme of the 22nd National Technology Awakening Day 2017, which is Science-Based Maritime Development with sub-theme The Role of Human Resources and Innovation in Maritime Development in Indonesia. In line with the National Long-Term Development Mission, namely, creating Indonesia as an independent maritime country, advanced, strong, and based on national interests. He explained that the selection of this theme is an effort to promote the vision of development of World Maritime Chef initiated by President Jokowi and is part of the big dream to uphold economic sovereignty, defense and security of the territory of the Unitary State of the Republic of Indonesia. Makassar City in South Sulawesi was selected as the center of the 22nd National Technology Awakening Day 2017 because South Sulawesi is one of the longest coastal provinces in Indonesia. Makassar Port is the densest shipping gate in eastern Indonesia and has the largest fisheries port and the high coastal development dynamics. Well, that was Spotlight of the Week. Featuring Vice President inaugurates the 22nd National Technology Awakening Day, I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Listener, welcome to the news in brief. Reinforcing the position President Joko Widodo says Indonesia should take decisive action against the Palestinian conflict. Indonesian President Joko Widodo stated that the government's position on the case of Al-Aqsa Mosque in Palestine is the right action. President says the value of Pancasila cannot be separated from the nation's identity. Meet with the head of boarding school and students, President Joko Widodo reminds them the unity of the nation. Indonesian military commander Gatot Nurmantio said that Pancasila should be the view of life for all Indonesians. Minister Susi Pujiastuti says that Sumbawa Sea potential accelerate maritime economic development. Governor of Yogyakarta Special Region Sultan Hamengkubuwono X asked the people of Gunung Kidul Regency to explore the potential of its 80-kilometer sea to produce salt. Listener, that was the news in brief. You still tuned to Voice of Indonesia, broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequency of 9525 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Listeners, here is our next segment, Indonesian Wonder.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
This is another World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Indonesian Wonder, a special program which will introduce you to Indonesian places of interest, culture and tradition, and cuisine. Today, I will introduce Sungkui, special food from West Kalimantan. So, stay tuned in to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Other than via shortwave, you can also listen to this broadcast at www.voi.co.id. Sungkui is a pretty well-known food in West Kalimantan. It is popular in all levels of society, young and old, rich and poor. This food is always present at special events and big days like Idul Fitri and Idul Adha. While in the Suryanegara Royal Palace of Sanggau, Sungkui is a mandatory menu. Every guest who visits the palace would be treated to Sungkui. It is even said that Sungkui is the mainstay menu for honorable guests of the palace. To cook sungkui is very simple. First, the rice is washed, then wrapped in sungkui leaves. Admittedly, today the leaves are getting hard to find. Sungkui leaves are derived from keririt plant that grows on the edge of the forest along the road to Sanggau district. The sungkui leaf is similar to banana leaf. After the rice is wrapped, it is tied. One bone is made up of 10 packs of sungkui, then boiled for approximately 6 hours. Every 2 hours, it must be turned back so as to cook evenly. The typical food from Sanggau after being processed looks quite simple, oval, thin and long, but behind the simple form, it has a distinctive smell. Once cooked, this sungkui will be like the usual lontong or rice cooked wrapped in banana leaf and served with other side dishes such as rondeng, pineapple sauce, chicken opor, and beef rendang. What cannot be missed is senrondeng, which is a kind of fried grated coconut. Sungkui is often served with lemang and srikaya as dessert. Srikaya is a kind of pudding made from eggs, sugar, and coconut milk and then steamed. Although sungkwi is a favorite dish, especially on special days like Idul Fitri and Idul Adha or at parties, however, on the banks of the Kapuas River, you can find many sungkwi sellers. Ends this edition of Indonesian Wonder introducing sungkwi, a traditional culinary from West Kalimantan. We meet again tomorrow with the same program.
Thank you for still being with us, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. If you have any suggestion or criticism, please drop us a line to Voice of Indonesia, PO Box 1157 Jakarta 10110 Indonesia, or to our email address at english@voi.co.id. Listeners, now let's listen to our segment Miscellany.
Miscellany. Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
Hello, it's our Federal Reserve Service, Voice of Indonesia. Meet again with me, Andika. Today's edition, we will inform you about Indonesia Fish Cooking Competition. Indonesia is an archipelagic country and has huge sea territory. Nevertheless, the fish consumption of Indonesia is still relatively low. Therefore, the Ministry of State Secretary, Health, Maritime Affairs and Fisheries, Tourism and Presidential Staff Office held audition and roadshow for Indonesia Fish Cooking Competition Team Menuju Istana, or in English, Towards the Palace. The event is also in the series of events to celebrate 72nd anniversary of Indonesia Independence Day. It was held from 3 July to 2 August 2017 in 5 cities, namely Batam, Gorontalo, Biak, Papua, Jakarta, and Pontianak. Head of Presidential Staff, Tatar Masduki, said that this event was a collaboration with Femina Group and was part of the Indonesian government's efforts to encourage Indonesians to consume protein from fish, as well as the Gerakan Masyarakat Hidup Sehat or Healthy Lifestyle Movement Program. The government is encouraging people to consume fish because it is rich of protein and easily to get. Tatan Masduki added that the government is also targeting the Indonesian fish consumption rate increase by 54 kilograms per year in 2019. Nowadays, the fish consumption rate is relatively low, only 41 kilograms per capita per year. Although there is an increase compared to the previous years, the rate is still quite low in comparison to Malaysia, that reaches 70 kilograms per capita per year, and Singapore, which is 80 kilograms per capita per year. Whereas 70% of Indonesia's territory is water that has lots of fish. Of 5 cities following the contest, there were 10 best chefs that have been chosen to process fish into delicious and nutritious dish. They are Abdul Kadir of Pontianak, Anita Atu of Gorontalo, Endang SN of Batam, Matilda F. Marien of Biak Numfor, Papua, Narti Buo of Gorontalo, Non Lahibu of Gorontalo, Ruben Jeremia of Jakarta, Sri Ekowati of Batam, Sri Sudaryani of Batam, and Shamsuddin of Pontianak. The 10 finalists had served unique fish dishes that have characteristic and taste from their own city. The finalists then competed for a final audition in an event called Taste of Indonesia on August 11 to 13, 2017 in Lippo Mall Kemang, Jakarta. The winner of the contest will gain privilege to cook and serve a special dish to Indonesian President Joko Widodo in conjunction with the celebration of 17 August 2017 in Presidential Palace. Secretary General of Ministry of Marine and Fisheries Rifki Effendi Haryanto said that the Indonesian fishery community warmly welcomed the competition. According to him, it is a concrete effort to encourage Indonesian people to prefer local products. Meanwhile, Deputy of Indonesian Tourism Development and Marketing of Ministry of Tourism, Esti Reko Astuti, stated that the Ministry of Tourism fully supported this competition, because it was in line with the Ministry of Tourism's priority to spotlight culinary and Indonesian tourism. According to her, the ministry keeps promoting Indonesian fish, especially through culinary tourism approaching. Well, so that was Miss Lani for today's edition. We will see you again with another interesting topic. Bye!
Again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
Hello listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Listener's Mailbag, a weekly segment which your letters and email are knowledge. In this segment, we will also play some Indonesian music. Well, we would like to thank you, our dear listeners, wherever you are, who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now, let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Tran Nan Chin in Vietnam. In email, Tran Nan Chin told that Tran Nan Chin enjoyed the international broadcast and hopes to be a member of Voice of Indonesia. Hello Tran Nan Chin, thank you very much for your emails on our broadcast. Of course, we will include you on our regular listeners list. As information, our radio broadcasts in 9 languages, namely English, Mandarin, Japanese, Spanish, Arabic, French, Dutch, German, as well as Indonesian. If you are interested in Indonesian, you can learn through our segment, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, where we invite you to learn Indonesian language word by word. So, Tran Nan Chin, keep listening to our broadcast. We are looking forward to receiving your email and reception report. Special for you, we will play a beautiful song. Enjoy the song.
cinta hijaunya alammu, ku cinta birunya lautmu, ku cinta semua yang ada padamu Indonesia ku. Ku cinta hijaunya alammu, ku cinta birunya lautmu, ku cinta semua. Akan selalu di hati sampai suatu saat nanti ku akan tetap di sini. Ku cinta hijaunya alammu, ku cinta birunya lautmu, ku cinta semua.
Listener, now we will reply a letter from Nagamochi Nori in Algeria. In his email, Mr. Nagamochi Nori said that he was listening to Voice of Indonesia and would like to receive brochures on life in this country. Hello, Mr. Nagamochi Nori. Thank you very much to spend your time for listening to our broadcast. Well, Mr. Nagamochi Nori, keep listening to our broadcast and please do not forget to send your reception report. Thank you.
Cinta.
You are still listening to Listener's Mailbag, broadcast every Sunday. Now we continue to replay our comment from Andrew Kuznetsov in Latvia. He was listening to our broadcast in English program through frequency of 9525 kHz at 19.1 hours to 19.13 hours UTC. And the SINPO was 33433. Hello, Mr. Andrew Kuznetsov. Thank you for your email and detailed reception reports on our broadcast. We will send our QSL card to your address. Please be patient to wait for it. Thank you. So, please keep listening to our broadcast and sending your report. For you, listener, wherever you are, we will play a beautiful song.
Di tanah ibu pertiwi sampaikan putihmu di hati anak negeri banggakanlah bangsa kita kepakkanlah sayap kita tunjukkanlah
listener, before we sign off our listener's mailbag segment, we want to replay an email from Luis Aguirre B. in Venezuela. In his email, Mr. Luis A. Guerra asked to send him VOI's QSL card. Hello, Mr. Luis A. Guerra. Thank you for your email and reception report on our broadcast. We are really glad that you still can tune in our program. We have forwarded your email to friend service and hopefully they will respond your email and send QSL card to you. You can also visit and like our Facebook fan page, Voice of Indonesia, and Voice of Indonesia Ararai World Service. Through the fan page, you will be updated with the latest info about Voice of Indonesia. Well, listener, actually we have received many emails, but unfortunately we have to sign off now. Thank you for always listening to Voice of Indonesia and visit our Facebook fan page. We also appreciate your reception report on our broadcast. Please send your letters to Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat No. 4 and 5, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. I'll repeat again, Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat No. 4 and 5, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi.english@gmail.com, voi.english@gmail.com, or to english@voi.co.id, english@voi.co.id. Don't forget to visit and like our fan pages on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, Voice of Indonesia, and The Voice of Indonesia. Or follow our Twitter at VOI Indonesia. You can also join our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. Well, listener, to conclude our segment, we will play another Indonesian beautiful song. I am Andika. Thank you for listening, and we will meet again next week in Listener's Mailbag. Bye bye.
Tanah air beta, pusat.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.